This is another episode of Mrs. Z and Fifth with your host, Zach Kias and the Fifth General. What's up, man?
Hey, what's good? Good to be here. Good to be here, yes. Yes.
Absolutely, as we start the show. So, Zach Kias, man, I came across a video from Ayanla Van Zant. She had an interview with Nick Cannon.
Yes.
On Nick Cannon's program. I'm not sure which program this is. It's either his podcast. I think it's his podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or his radio show. I don't want to get it confused. He is a man of many hats. Shout outs to Nick Cannon.
Yes.
He dives into how she feels that men are devalued, and specifically the black man. And that he's only valued for a specific function, and that's it.
We've made
that argument before on the show. We've talked about that. We've talked about the things that Chris Rock has said.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I'll get into what Chris Rock has said for the new audience. After this. So let's go to the tape. And let's let this play. And I'm gonna let it play out in full. Then what we'll do is we'll bring it back and kind of chop it up a bit and break it down. All
yes,
right, and then when I'm done with the video, I'm gonna get your response first. All right.
Okay.
Against black men specifically is the level to which their humanity and their hearts have been devalued, diminished, and dehumanized, and that they have become doing machines. The greatest value a black man has, in many instances, is what he can do for somebody.
Right.
And how he can do it and how much he can do it and how much he earns doing it. I mean, I hear it and see it among young people in the relationships, you know, oh, you're going to get my nails done and you're going to do this and you're going to do that.
Right.
You know, they've been demeaned and devalued and dehearted
right.
to the point where they value themselves based on what they can do. Fix it, get it. Make it happen. And no place have I seen in our world does anybody tell black men how to be with themselves, how to be true to themselves, how to be with their feelings, how to be with their heart, you know? And it's criminal. So what happens is then they begin to do the things that are expected of them. And that's how they're evaluated. And then if they can't do that anymore, whether it's the job or pay the mortgage or whatever, then they're just cast off like socks in the corner.
Right. Right.
One of the greatest kryptonites for a man in general, black men specifically, is the feeling, the belief, the treatment that he is somehow inadequate. And when you devalue a man, he's going to feel inadequate. When you dehumanize him, when you deheart him, so then where does he go with that?
Right.
He's inadequate and he doesn't serve a purpose because he can't do what you need him to do to make you feel better about yourself.
What's the purpose? What's the point?
What's the point? And that's why we have these incredible rises in suicide. Where right. in the world do we, where do we see them lifted,
right.
honored? Right. I don't want to say respected. And here's what I hear in the back of my mind. So let me just go ahead and deal with it. Black women. Saying, well, look what they do and look how they are and look what they you know, and we unwittingly participate in the emasculation, the dehumanization, the devaluation and the disheartening of black men because they didn't do it the way we wanted them to do it. Mothers, wives, girlfriends, sisters. Yeah, man.
Front man, that when I first saw that video got to me.
Wow.
That video got to me, man. And I'll explain to the audience why I say that.
Yeah.
Zacchaeus. She made it plain and simple.
Yes, she did.
Your thoughts.
A lot of us especially when we're trying to do the right thing, a lot of pressure is applied. And it's coming from maybe your parents too. A lot of pressure is probably you're supposed to do certain things because you're a male, you're a man, you're supposed to provide, given, you're supposed to provide because you're a man. Now, but when you're with somebody, this is where it gets hard. This is where it comes at a challenge. If you marry or you dating somebody that don't appreciate you, or they don't see your self-worth. Forget about you seeing your self-worth, but they don't see your self-worth. But yet they want you to bend backwards beyond the call of duty to please them. And when you're put in a position to please, and you're put in a position to not only serve, but just to please, and you're doing the best you can to be compatible with this person, but this person that you're with don't appreciate the hard work that you, and when they don't appreciate it, they have some women that appreciate their men, but they have some women that don't appreciate their men. And some of us, especially when you're doing the right thing, you're not making enough money, but you're making money till you can pay what you can pay, cover what you can cover. And if you have kids, you're trying to be there for your kids. But some people say, well, that's what you're supposed to do. Yes, we know that's what you're supposed to do. But once in a while, it's good to feel appreciated. And I like what Yolanda said, that so much, sometimes a lot, is on your shoulders too, because with the hike of inflation and everything else that's piled on you, on your shoulders, you're still supposed to perform. You're still supposed to step out and do what you can do. So with all the expenses and all the pressure applied on your shoulders as a man, Yolanda Van Zandt is right, that it feels good once in a while to be appreciated. And it feels good. When you get with somebody, it's good to be not unequally yoked. It's good to be compatible too. Can't be not unequally yoked. No, but it's good to be compatible. Why? Why is it good to be compatible? Because if she doesn't see yourself, she doesn't see your value and your self-worth. It's not just bringing money to the table. It's also being emotionally there and being a support system for each other. And when you're not getting, when you're doing all this, doing right, and you're doing all the supporting of her, but she's not supporting you and your endeavors, she's not appreciating what you're doing, then that's when you feel it more. And I know what I'm saying, a lot of men can relate to what I'm saying, because Yolanda Van Zandt said a whole lot, and she said it.
Yeah.
She said it like a man was saying it. That's what I noticed about. She said it like how a man feels.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she said it like how some men feel. And I know that some women will give her the backlash. Why? Because
she's used to that already. Remember, yeah. She got canceled. She got canceled from Oprah because she on her Fix My Life got canceled.
Because, yeah, Fix My Life. Yes.
Because she started holding women accountable.
Yes.
Fix My Life wasn't like that before.
Right.
It looked very biased, and I didn't like it. I had a problem with Ayala when she first started.
Right.
Because it looked very biased. It looked like it was just a male pileup.
At first.
Least that's the perspective I got when I first got introduced to Ayala's content. But then Ayala started holds both people accountable. And what she found out in her journey of doing Fix My Life, that no one had held the women accountable. So a lot of the women were hearing things for the first time from her. And she was like, who was raising these women?
Yeah, because the truth of the matter is this. I've seen some footage and some videos of women saying that before you go out with me, you got to pay for my nails and you got to pay for my hair. and you got to pay for my hair. And not only just one woman, but multiple women saying this. Like, in other words, before we even you even attempt to even ask me out, you got to at least pay. And she was like, cut him off. If he can't pay for my nails, and he can't pay for your hair, block it.
Yeah.
My sister, don't waste your time. So when men see footage like that and women talking like that, they're like, do I have a chance in this dating world? If I'm a single guy, do I have a chance in this dating world? Because it's coming from my sisters. Do I have a chance in this dating world? Because it seems to me that a lot of talks for the past couple of years, it's been about the bag. And that's a lot of pressure for some men that's single, that's trying to go in the dating world or go online and meet somebody. Because now you're like, well, before I ask you out, I gotta be making 2 incomes or 3 incomes before I ask you out. Recently, about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we shared a video about a woman.
Yes, we did.
About a woman talking about in Atlanta. Shoot, a bottle of water is like $3.
Yeah,
she said it's $3, and he said no. You cannot go out with no guy that's mediocre. Something like that she was saying. You cannot, and tell you don't walk in the park, but she's gonna get thirsty. A water bottle is like $3, and if you're making $50,000, $50K, do not even consider. Don't even think about dating. Yeah. With that kind of stuff, Ayanna Van Zandt is talking about. When you come with demands like that, it makes a brother sit back and think like,
Yeah, why even bother?
Why even bother? I'm not even gonna go even attempt to ask her the sister because her mindset, if I have to make a certain amount to even ask her out, if I can't cover her nails and her hair, she won't even, and I gotta pay my bills as well. I gotta pay my bills and I gotta compete with trying to pay her nails and her hair. And some women are like this. Can you please pay my rent too as well? Then we can talk.
Yeah, that's before you even have the first date.
Yes, before you even have a date. So a minute like pulling back and be like, yo, that's too much stress. That's a lot of stress, man. It's a lot of stress. So and that's how it is. That's how it is. Ayanna, she said a great deal, a great respect to Ayanna Van Zandt. I know what fixed my life is not here no more, but some of the clips that you can share from Ayanna Van Zandt Fixed My Life or any other platform she gets on for an interview, there's a lot of gems he drops, a whole lot of gems that Ayanna drops because she's a woman of wisdom. She is.
Well, let's put this in and you can keep going, but I want to give you these things to help your points.
Yeah.
You remember the famous Ebony K. Williams interview?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Would you date a bus driver?
Yeah. No, did she, what she said?
If he owns the bus.
The bus. Only if he owns the bus.
Right. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Since she won't be the last to have type expression. Mm. So, like I said, she won't be the first. She won't be the last since she's not the first. And hey, she has a preference. That's fine.
Right.
But many women talk like that who don't even themselves, you know, they don't have Ebony's money. Because I know the argument is, Ebony is claiming she's a millionaire, right? I say that respectfully because I haven't seen her bank account. I don't know how much money she got. But she's claiming to be a woman. She's claiming to be a high, dang near rich woman, right?
Right.
That's the claim. So, mm-hmm. so if So she's okay. Well, I'm a millionaire. I want a millionaire. But what people got to understand is that she has, think about it. I would think the social outings that she goes to is within her financial level, right? And I'm pretty sure there's single rich men in that same circle, right? Yeah. So how come they haven't chose her? I got a button for that. Hold on.
Checkmate.
Yeah, yeah. You know what, Evan? You know what? You see, even a rich man, when you hear a woman talk like that, it's like a turnoff.
Yeah.
And they know, and when they hear you talk like that, all men, poor men, rich men, doesn't even matter. If you hear you talk, the money talk, and you're talking like, well, they know what you're about already.
You're
about that. They automatically, you're smart. Man, we know. We know you're automatically about that bag. You know, you listen. Yeah. Like, you know, when somebody called the actress Lisa Ray, dang, you're a gold digger. No, she said, you know what? She looked at that.
She said she's digging for diamonds now.
Yeah, she said she's a platinum digger.
Yeah, I remember that. Now she said diamonds.
Yeah, now she says diamonds. Wow.
And she's older and she's getting. Hold on. Let me be nice.
Yeah.
You'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hold on a second, man. Hold on.
Okay,
I just heard a sound. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Oh, man. Okay.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Yeah, so, folks, Lisa Ray, said what she said. She said she's a diamond digger. And when people say that, when people talk like that, they're coming from a space of arrogance. Almost like, arrogance.
Yeah. This is what I wanted to say real quick.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose my point.
Yeah.
Lisa Ray was in her 20s when she said gold digging. Then she got in her 30s and she said platinum digging. Lisa Ray got in her 40s and said she's diamond digging.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Ray has gotten older.
Yeah, he's like 50.
She's in her early 50s now, I think. Let me look it up right now.
53, 54, I think. If I'm mistaken, I think she's like 54. If I'm not mistaken.
Lisa Ray McCoy. She is 56.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Mid-50s.
Right.
Then.
Yeah. Okay. Now, her best days. Oh, Lord. I hate to do this because I find her attractive still, but
But
I find her attractive for her age group now. So when a woman gets older, she has less to offer in terms of having a family.
Mm-hmm.
So she's asking for more and requiring more, and she's able to give less.
Right.
So I don't understand how you could ask for more. You're requiring more, but what you're offering is less than what you could when you was in your prime.
Right.
Or before your prime.
Right. Right.
A man can't do that, so a woman can't.
Mm.
No, I'm just letting that be known. Okay? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So don't get me wrong. She looked good for her. Listen, this is just what rich men value.
Right. Right.
Older rich guy who still wants kids can't have more kids with Lisa Ray.
No.
But she said she's diamond digging. Okay. If he already knows a woman, let's just put it like this. Rich men are not stupid.
Right.
They know most women who come to them are diamond digging.
Right.
So he's going to be like, you know what? Because the more money you earn, the less people you trust. Biggie said it best, more money, more problems.
More money, more problems. Yeah, yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
And that's one of those problems.
Yeah.
So if he already knows, if a rich man knows a woman is already diamond digging, mm-hmm. then guess what? He's going to get the best diamond he can get out of that.
Yeah.
And Lisa Rae hasn't been Diamond, the character, since Players Club. You don't look like that no more.
No, she don't. No.
That's not Players Club Lisa Rae no more.
Nah, that's like Players Club was like 90s.
I'm not saying that the beat on her.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is her singleness is a result of her not realizing where she is today.
Right.
In the dating marketplace.
Yes. Yes.
In the dating marketplace, Lisa Rae has to be a little realistic.
Yeah.
The man that you want to marry you, again, if that's what you want, Lisa Rae, is not going to just have you. I mean, I'm starting to think that if there's a guy out there who may want her, he might be like, yeah, you could be one of my wives. Listen, that might be, and you know, and I'm not just saying this for Lisa Rae, but women like Lisa Rae, women who are in their 50s, diamond digging women in their 50s. You gotta be realistic.
Yeah, yes.
And I get it. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, women didn't earn what men earn. But ladies, y'all fought for equality. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then you realize with more power comes great responsibility. Shout outs to Uncle Ben from Spider-Man.
Yeah, yes.
And us as men know that.
Mm-hmm.
But women do not want the responsibility that comes with the sacrifice for power that the men have made. They don't want to be responsible for the family financially.
Mm.
So this is why rich women look for richer men.
Yes.
But rich men already understand a long time ago that what we value is not the same, because we're the ones who are providers anyway. So a rich man doesn't need a rich woman.
No.
And you don't even have to be rich. There are women out here. There are brothers. There are men out here that are dating a woman who doesn't have a job.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. That's happened.
It happens every day.
Yes.
Now, some women will argue that they have dated men with no jobs. Hey, that's your preference. That was your decision to make. You dated Jody's. That's on you. You dated Jody's. But if you dated Joey's, you can't now complain about them.
Like, for instance,
I would be taking a risk if I got with a woman who didn't have a job and my means couldn't support us to the point where I'm getting an eviction notice. Now, I already knew she didn't have a job.
Right.
But here's what a man with a plan does do when he gets with a woman with no job. Let's go there. Let's talk about it.
Right.
When a man gets with a woman with no job, they have to live by his means.
Right.
Meaning, we have to live here. We have to drive this because you don't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm pulling all the weight, this is how we got to live.
Yeah.
But a roof will still be over your head.
Yep.
And food will still be on the table.
Right.
Now, here's what you won't have. You're not going to be able to get that Prada or Gucci Fendi purse you wanted. You're not going to be able to get that.
What's the famous purse right now? Birkin?
Well, yeah. Birkin's extreme. But yeah, you definitely won't be getting no Birkin. I mean, there are women with money who don't get Birkins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I heard that's a six-figure bag. That's crazy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
So you know, you won't be able to get that. We won't be going to Ruth Chris. We won't be going to Fogo de Chao. We won't be going to Nobu. We won't be going to Steak 48, whatever that place is called, right?
Yeah. Or Turkey because Leg Hut. Yeah.
No, we can go to Turkey Leg Hut. I can take a woman with no job to Turkey Leg Hut. That's not a problem. Turkey Leg Hut ain't that expensive. I'm just talking about those places where they got tomahawk steaks with the gold flakes on top of it. And yeah, the tomahawk steak is like $200+. I'm talking about those places. I'm talking about the average man. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. Now, if the woman does have a job, doesn't have to be a lot of money, but just enough, then mm-hmm. they can put their resources together.
Right.
But like I said, even a rich man, if he knows women are already diamond digging, then guess what? He digs for the diamond, not them. Oh, understand the metaphor, audience. You have to go into a cave to find diamonds. The diamond doesn't pick the person. The person picks the diamond.
The diamond.
And to the rich man, he has the diamonds. So he gets to choose who he gives that diamond to, not the woman. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
If you're one of those types.
Right.
If you're not one of those types,
mm-hmm.
you're an ass. Shout outs to you. I love those women.
Yeah.
But Ayanla said, not to get too far off the topic, Ayanla said that today's dating market has devalued, and she said the words de-hearted men into just doing machines. Do this, and do that. You're only good if you do this. You're only good if you do that.
Do that. Right.
And she's right. Chris Rock said, now I'm going to go to Chris Rock's quote. This was on a comedy special. I can't remember which one, but it was a Netflix one. He said, only women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. Men are only loved under the condition that they can provide.
That's it. Yeah. It's facts. Yes.
So, Ayanla is married, if I'm not mistaken. So, you, Zakiya, said it sounds like some of the that she understands. She's speaking from an understanding of a man.
Yes, absolutely.
If I'm not mistaken, Ayanla has sons.
Yes.
I notice the women of wisdom, I have to say this first, because not all women with sons think this way, but the women of wisdom who just so happen to have a husband or a good relationship with men in their family.
Yes.
Or friends or sons mm-hmm. tend to have more of an empathy for men.
Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead, Zakiya. Speak to that.
Yes. And when you, with a lot of empathy for men, yes. Because you know why? Because they understand that, because you live with somebody and you see their struggles. You see that you look at their financial struggles on the pressure that's applied with them. And so when you're a person that's working 2-3 jobs and you're with a woman that you know that you got that you're paying for her too. Let's say if she's not working and you're covering everything. But then she complains that you're not spending enough time with her. I don't see you no more. You're always gone all the time, but you live in an expensive city. And this is where the talk of, you're only there to provide for me. But the minute the income is dwindling down, she may look to exit. Because the only value that he has is his assets, what he can bring to provide for her.
Yeah.
Although he laid the foundation, but some people want everything. Some people's love language is time. They want you to spend the time with them. They want you to provide for them. They want you to shower them with gifts. They want all of that. But there's a misunderstanding. There's a reason why he doesn't feel appreciated, because I'm the one that's laying the foundation with working and providing for you. But yet you want me to be here all the time with you. I can't. I can't. So that's why it's good for two people to bring the income. So she can understand and knowing that, okay, I know where he's coming from. I can't just rely on him to work and for my happiness. Hello. So we have a lot of pressure, not only financial support, but we also got to be the emotional support too, as well. Okay. If I'm not spending no time with her, she's going to complain. If I'm not providing all the money and the comfort for her, she's going to complain. And
how realistically Zacchaeus, but I just want to help you. I want to help your points. I give you these to help your points.
Yeah.
How much time realistically can a man who makes the salary that these modern women are requiring to still be all of those things at home? Because most of your time is going to be out earning the money that they're saying that they want you to earn to begin with.
Right.
People who make a lot of money work a lot. I don't think people understand, unless you are an inheritance baby.
Right.
Which that's not a lot of people. Although most of rich people got their riches from generations before them.
Right.
Emphasis on the main reason why white people have all the wealth that they have, because of what? The profits off of?
Inheritance.
Think back. The profit off of what first to hand down those inheritance?
Privilege.
Before that?
Before the privilege? Okay.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Zacchaeus, come on, go ahead. What happened?
You know what? How
did America get rich? What happened?
When America gets rich, they get filthy rich.
No, but how did America get rich? Say it. I want you to say it.
True. Well, slavery. can't forget slavery.
That's all I needed.
Can't forget slavery. Because we, as black people, we built this country, and if you ever read The Economy of Slavery, they will say that slavery was the thing that brought the income. And laid the foundation for the taskmaster or the master, they will call it back then.
Yeah. We all know off of the production of cotton, because I think there's a book called Cotton King. Cotton was the resource, but slavery was the labor.
It was the labor. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying all white people got hand-me-downs from slave masters.
No.
But they had a head start.
Yes.
They had a 400-year head start.
Yes.
Now, imagine if black people would have had Imagine if black people would have profited off of that. We wouldn't be in the position that we are in America, right?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. so now I don't want to take it far off, but I just want to make it clear.
Yeah.
That the next time somebody wants to compare white men to black men, don't forget what made this country rich. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We, a lot of us don't, a lot of us folks don't have passed down inheritance, meaning that some of us don't have that. That foundation, the parents don't pass it down, like the homes or the businesses. A lot of that we got to do on our own. So we don't have the pass me down business, the pass me down real estate, properties. We gotta fight and get that on our own, because our parents didn't have it. Parents never had the inheritance. So what they did is that they left you out there just to work. Go get a job. Go to college. Work for somebody. And that's it. Work, not knowing the importance of
finances. Hey, Zacchaeus, real quick.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm going to stop you. I got to get another outlet for my lights.
Oh, your light just went out.
Yeah, something's wrong with it. I'll be back. Just give me a second.
Okay.
Go ahead and talk to the people.
Okay. Yeah. And I think that's what it is. If you're a person that have an inheritance, you appreciate and you hold on to it. Now, I want to get a little personal, because my parents, we all come from Guyana, the country of Guyana. And the thing is that just happy to be here. Happy to be here. But there's no inheritance passed down. Me and my brother just have to learn how to, we struggle to get inheritance for our family, for my family. And that's what it is. So we gotta work hard and not necessarily go out there because, and that's where the pressure comes in. And that's where the pressure comes in. So we're happy. I'm happy that I have somebody on my side. Unfortunately, some guys that are single, some guys that are looking to date, they don't have that. They don't have the inheritance of their parents, pass me down the inheritance. So the pressure is applied onto them. They get that. And they got to work hard to get it. So it's not some people have it. And some folks don't. Some folks have it, and some folks don't. But when you have somebody that's on your, that's not on your side, that's working against you, that don't appreciate your hard work and your efforts to make them comfortable, you're working hard, and you're working to the bone, working 16-hour shifts, and somebody don't appreciate you, that's the person that you say, listen, I don't think this is gonna work. And what Iyana said it best. If you look at all these videos, she said it best. We're unappreciated. And some of us feel unappreciated. A lot of us feel unappreciated. And that's exactly what it is. So we have to learn how to appreciate those who appreciate. Those who is by our side, don't take them for granted. Because a lot of people, a lot of brothers, men in general, wish they had that support on their side. Wish they had somebody that's basically supporting them and pushing them to do their best with support. But when you got to do it by yourself, And you have somebody that's not appreciating you. You have somebody that's not appreciating you and appreciating your efforts. And the worst thing a person can do, I want to make this point too, is rely on somebody for your emotional happiness. Rely on that for your happiness. And that's too. Yeah. That's the worst thing, because they have some. They have some women. They can't be alone, and the minute they get with that one guy, the guy that's doing their best, making all the efforts to support her, all her dreams, support her, and she's just waiting for him to. Oh, well, I can't be without you. I long to be with you, and I can't be without you. And I know that you're and don't appreciate him working hard, but it's all the time when you're not spending time with me. You're not giving me money for my nails. But how you want me to be a Superman? I gotta work. I can't spend all my time with you. I gotta work. Not all of us have online businesses.
Right.
How many people you know with online businesses that are rich with online businesses?
Zero.
Zero.
You said the word's rich, so zero.
Zero. And that takes
that
time.
That I know personally. Yeah. But you know, there's always somebody out there. There's always that I know a person. I can't stand those people.
Yeah, I know people. I know people that always say they know people that trade for a living. I met people that don't say
like this is who I don't trust. You know how like every discussion, every topic, every debate, there's always that person that says, I know tons of people do this. Oh, I know tons of people do that. I can't stand that.
I know people like that, yes. You know somebody that's making they're millionaires off of selling stuff on Amazon. And I said, how do you know that person? And there's people I know that met YouTubers that's making thousands of dollars off of YouTube, quit their job.
I mean, it's true that there are a good abundance of YouTubers who quit their job.
Yes, but, I know one. I only know one person that did that. Yeah.
But that's not average.
It's not average.
That's not the average. Those are anecdotal numbers. We still don't have the stats on how many people who are making the money that they claim. Because it seems like everybody on YouTube got six figures and up. I don't know where these men come from, men and women. But every YouTuber all of a sudden, I didn't hear this in the early YouTube. Not us, the early YouTube. We was on early YouTube. But for some reason, today's YouTubers make about six figures and up, and if you somebody who on YouTube and you don't make that, then you ain't SH fill in the blank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how you get treated.
It's hard, because the thing is that when I don't want to get off the topic, but when you a person that's saying that you know somebody is doing this and you're doing the same thing they're doing. You're uploading videos every day. You're creating content every week, and it's like, you see how hard it is. You want to know if it's true. But I've met people that create videos on YouTube, but they have other streams of income. That's the thing. That's the key thing. You can keep doing it, but make sure you have a cause, because
can't just do it all off of YouTube.
Yeah,
not everybody's been able to do that.
All off of YouTube? No. Because the thing is this. With YouTube now, they have other programs in YouTube that can help you get to make money on YouTube, but it's hard work.
Yeah.
It's hard work because it's not easy. It's not easy. It'll take time. It's not going to happen overnight. Even what the gurus tell you online, don't listen to them. They tell you, or you'll be a millionaire on YouTube. Can't listen to them, because it takes time. And it's with any business. You do any business online, whether it's brick and mortar or online, it takes time. And this is what some people don't understand. This is what maybe some women don't understand that it takes time. You see that brother working that job? He's working a security job. He's working at the school, doing school security, or he's doing airport security. He's working hard. But yet, he's pushing towards a goal. Maybe he is creating videos every week. Maybe he is trying to sell on Amazon or Shopify, and he's trying to make a income stream other than his 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. And then he tells you this. He tells you, "Well, I'm gonna try to make some money off of YouTube, or I'm trying to make some money off of my online stores, or I'm trying to make some money off of my music streams. I'm gonna go on Spotify and see if I can make a stream off of music with my music." But they see the hard work that you put into it, and they don't understand your grind because they're like, "Well, I don't see no money out of it." Fifth, some people don't understand that businesses take time to grow. Sometimes it might take a year, sometimes it might take 2 years.
Or
they don't grow at all.
That's the reality.
That's the reality. That's the reality. Sometimes they don't grow at all, but
yeah.
Yeah, and some people don't understand that. They're like, "Well, I don't see you making any money from it. You do grinding every day, but I don't see you making any money for it." But the thing is, what you have to appreciate that man for doing is attempting. There's people I know that talk a dream. And if you met them, they talk a dream in your ears. Talk that dream. But then they don't attempt anything. You have to attempt.
Yeah.
And this is where the support comes in. Now, there's people that they see you pushing your passions. You have a passion for it, and you're pushing, and they don't support you because they don't see the money right away. They don't see the money right away. Or they don't see the potential for you doing that. Believe it or not, sometimes the strangers support you more than the person sometimes the strangers support you more than the people that know you, that personally know you. But it's always good to have somebody on your side that's supportive. Always good to have somebody on your side that's supportive. Supportive and inspires you to do the best you can. Push and do the best you can. And some men don't have that. Some men don't have that. Maybe some women don't have it either, but some men don't have it. They don't have that. They want you to spend time with them. They want you to be Superman. Yeah. Forget about Superman buying all the expensive bags for them, doing their nails, spend money on their nails, spend money on their hair. And then listen, I can't spend money on your hair. How much is it to do a woman's hair right now? It costs about $200-$300 now. It used to be $100, I remember. Now it's like $200, depending on what you want to do with your hair. But you got to spend money on that. Plus pay his rent. Plus pay his rent, plus cover your expenses too. Oh, man.
Yeah. So before we end the show, I did want to break down the video. So let's get back into the video because I said I wanted to chop this up piece by piece.
Black men specifically is the level to which their humanity and their hearts have been devalued, diminished, and dehumanized, and that they have become doing machines. The greatest value a black man has in many instances is what he can do for somebody,
right,
and how he can do it and how much he can do it and how much he earns doing it. I mean, I hear it and see it among young people in the relationships, you know, "Oh, you're going to get my nails done and you're going to do this and you're going to do that."
Right.
You know, they've been demeaned and devalued and dehearted,
right,
to the point where they value themselves based on what they can do, fix it, get it, make it happen. And no place have I seen in our world does anybody tell black men how to be with themselves, how to be true to themselves, how to be with their feelings, how to be with their heart, you know, and it's criminal. So what happens is then they begin to do the things that are expected of them, and that's how they're evaluated. And then if they can't do that anymore,
I'm gonna stop it right there. She said once they do the things, and then when they can't do it no more, she's about to finish this part,
or whether it's the job or pay the mortgage or whatever, then they're just cast off like socks in the corner.
Right.
One of the greatest kryptonites for
That's very true.
Yeah.
I used to play this video all the time. For the audio. Remember that video I used to play when it was some podcast somewhere in London? And the man says, "What happens if, God forbid, your husband gets sick and he can't work?"
I remember that. She said,
Hold on. I'm going to do it. I have to.
If you can
this
find
video
it.
Is, listen, this video is undefeated every time this comes up. Hold on. I got to play this. I have to put it into the. Here we go.
Why do you care about her?
Exactly.
If she finds a man who's going to look after her needs, why do you care?
No. It's not about money. One question, that is it, yeah. What happens now, yeah? God forbid, if your husband gets sick and it can't work.
Then I have to find a new one. I have to find a new one.
Yeah. That goes perfectly in line with Yolanda Van Damme, what she's saying.
Yeah,
you get tossed like old. She says you get tossed like old socks.
Mm-hmm.
Socks, yeah. And the woman on the audio said that then I have to find a new one. If he gets sick and can't work no more, he has to find a new one. So this is where the unappreciation, and you're like old shoes. You get tossed. I wear you. If I tell when I'm finished wearing you, you're like old shoes. I'll just throw you out or toss you to the side. Yep, and get a new pair. Yeah.
Well. Ooh, sorry.
Oh, bless you. Yeah. Yeah, and that's where comes in. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing.
Bless you. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. And I'm glad she said that, because that's exactly what happens. But what does that do to a man internally, right? So let's go there. Let's play some more.
A man in general, black men specifically, is the feeling, the belief, the treatment that he is somehow inadequate. Mm. And when you devalue a man, he's going to feel inadequate. When you dehumanize him, when you deheart him, so then where does he go with that?
Right.
He's inadequate, and he doesn't serve a purpose because he can't do what you need him to do to make you feel better about yourself.
What's the purpose? Mm. What's the point?
What's the point? Mm. And that.
Mm.
This is very important.
Yeah.
I'm going to speak personally about myself here.
Yeah.
I, at some point in my life, I'm somebody who doesn't let things get to me, right?
Yeah.
For the most part. Or some chick talking junk, whatever. She just talking junk. But I will admit, at some point, I got afraid of the dating game. Mm. Because I didn't make the money that these women were talking about. I'm pretty sure that has happened to many men.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Many men. Silently, that are not speaking on this.
Right, right.
You have, now this is not me, by the way, but let me tell you something. I have seen men do things unethically, illegally, to get the woman of their dreams.
Mm.
I'm talking about to get the finances that these women want. A lot of women, but it's about the picking the right woman anyway. I get it. This is not all women. But a lot of women are with men who are scammers. So that's not their money. They're spending someone else's money.
Right.
And then you have those who have illegal hustles.
Mm-hmm.
They get set money. It's fast money, but it's also a fast life. Fast life has an early expiration date. That's why it's called a fast life.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't want a fast life. I want a long life. Yes. I want to live life abundantly, biblically.
Yes.
But I do not want a fast life.
Right.
Amen.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm.
So, I think what this does for a lot of men, and in that small moment that I had, I'm good now. But I'm admitting that I myself, at some point within my years, I'm good now, but within throughout my years, that there was a part of my life where I did feel inadequate and that I didn't have enough and that I couldn't do this and that I couldn't do that.
Yes.
Within that, I left women alone, though. I didn't bring women into my mess.
Right.
Mentally, because I had to get over that. So I left women alone until I was able to, you know, get back to where I was in a good space and then date again. But these are things that I myself, you know, and there are men out here who don't care about what women are saying. And you shouldn't. I mean, if it's disrespectful, you shouldn't. If it's good, fine. But if it's disrespectful and vice versa, ladies, if you feel that is some, you feeling disrespectful, you ain't got to deal with that. Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, fellas, there are men out here who take it to heart so bad that, yes, they've gone as far as to delete themselves. Sadly. Because they've heard the women say, if you don't make this amount of money, don't date.
Right.
Because the price used to be low at some point. Women would say, hey, I just want a man with a job. I remember that. I remember those days when
women said, yeah.
I just want a man to have a job and be stable, have his own car and have his own apartment. That's not a lot to ask for.
Yeah. That was the time. That was that time at that time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's, well, his house is not 4,000 square feet, so I don't want him. What?
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
I mean, this is where it gets ridiculous.
Yeah.
Birth is down for black men. Black women are still having babies. You're wondering how that works out. Well, because sadly, a lot of sisters are having babies with men who've already had a kid.
Yes.
Yes. Right. But, you know, men are approaching women less. That's all men, not just black men.
Yes.
Because they're feeling dehearted and devalued.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, ladies, what you asked for. Maybe not all ladies, but the ladies who sat quiet and didn't speak against those women who were just hardcore, you know, anti-men.
Yeah.
This is the results. Because the men were waiting for you to say something, because the men are always talking. But the men were waiting for the good women to say something so they could differentiate y'all.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Men could easily differentiate. We do this in society.
Mm-hmm.
There's the men who are no good and the men who are, and usually those men disconnect themselves from them. That's very easily.
Very, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But with the women, it's hard to, if the women are giving the women who are not good passes for their behavior. Men are not doing that with each other. We speak against deadbeats all the time. Not just me and you personally, but I mean men in general on a major scale. We don't respect, if you were like, we don't respect deadbeats. We don't respect bad character. We don't respect that with men. We don't want to be friends with men like that. So we speak against that.
Right.
But we're waiting for the honorable ladies to not be so soft with these other women. This is why we appreciate women like Shahrazad Ali and Ayanla Van Zandt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because they're not going to sit idly by and let the name of the woman, of all women, be thrown down so bad to the point where you can't even tell who's good or who's not. And biblically, the young women should listen to the elders with wisdom, that is, with wisdom, not just any elder, because there's an elder out here teaching women the sprinkle woman. Mm-hmm. And there's another woman sending women into a burning hell. So not those women.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play some more. I'm going to let you go, Zacchaeus. I'm sorry. Here we go.
It's okay.
That's why we have these incredible rises in suicide. Where right. in the world do we, where do we see them lifted, right. honored? I don't want to say respected. And here's what I hear in the back of my mind. So let me just go ahead and deal with it. Black women saying, well, look what they do. And look how they are. And look what they you know. And we unwittingly participate in the emasculation, the dehumanization, the devaluation, and the disheartening of black men because they didn't do it the way we wanted them to do it. Mothers, wives, girlfriends, sisters.
Yeah. Key point, man. And this is how we're going to end this show. And I'm going to let you end it off. Key point here. She said that sadly, she said, now she said she didn't want to talk about respect, but I will real quick. Yes, Ayanla, we don't see black men respected on a grand scale. We don't. So that does matter, you know, and I got to keep in mind, she's a woman, so she doesn't, well, maybe she does understand. Men, all men, we value respect right up here.
Respect
is right up here. We believe because women, we fall in love with women who respect us.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That's how you get. I know they say a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Okay. They're talking about acts of service. I agree with that. I agree with that to some degree. Yes, we do fall in love with women who do acts of service and make us feel appreciated. Yes. But I want women to understand that we fall in love with women who respect us.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
In romantically and non-romantically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are women in my life that are my friends, okay, that I love dearly because they respect me.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm.
I will give them the shirt off my back.
Yes. Yes.
That's how real it is for men.
Yeah, yeah. Respect is big. Respect is, yo. Respect is so big. It's bigger than love. Cause you can't love me if you don't respect me. And a lot of people shoot the word love, like, oh, I love you. But yeah, you're cheating on me. I love you. But yeah, you told me I have to have the bag unless we can stay together. You're calling me names, all kind of names, because I didn't do that for you this week. Or I didn't pay for your hair. I didn't pay for your weave this week. Or I didn't pay for your nails to be get did this week. So now enemy number one. Big on. We gotta respect each other. Big. And some men, they don't, because of their self-worth and their low self-value and their low self-worth. Whenever she talks, they take it to heart. But a woman said that some women, they talk with a woman that they're with. Sometimes they take it to heart. They take it to a point of, and because of what she said, can determine whether he's going to hurt himself or not. And the thing is that brothers, you got to value yourself. You got to love yourself and respect yourself too as well. Because you can't be bent backwards going beyond the call of duty, working for hard for someone, paying your rent. I've heard of men, rich men, some men doing this because she looks so good and they couldn't get enough of those milk biscuits. Oh!
buttermilk biscuits.
They couldn't get enough. So you know what they wind up doing, Fifth? Paying his rent and paying her rent. Maybe he has a lot of money. He has to be having a lot of money because he's paying her rent and paying his rent. But what a day you can't pay her rent is the day when it's over. And the thing is that she didn't respect you enough. She didn't respect you enough to tell her no. We got to value ourselves and respect ourselves. And if they can't respect, and they can't respect us, she doesn't need to be in your life. Those are my last words.
Indeed.
Yes.
You touched on her points, man. Shout outs to that. I don't necessarily have a final point, but I'll just kind of end this off. She was saying that sadly some sisters out here participate in the devaluing, the dehardening, and the dehumanization of the black man.
Mm.
And that's not good.
You're right.
So my words for brothers, make sure, I know it hurts, but make sure on the other end that you are not participating in the dehumanization, the dehardening, and the devaluing of your fellow black men,
right,
and black,
right,
and black women.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to be tit for tat.
Right.
I know people peep this show, and sometimes some of our topics, they're like, yo, man, y'all going in on women. No, we don't. We're going in on the behavior. We want good behavior. We want good people to be together. We want good men and good women. To match up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we want.
Yes, absolutely. You know,
and I speak highly of good women.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just said before you went, mm-hmm, that I value respect more than anything. And there are women that are in my life, mm-hmm, that I love right here, mm-hmm, because they respect me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the key, mm-hmm, to a man's heart. Respect.
Yeah. Respect. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all we need for today. Zacchaeus, let people know where they can reach you, man.
You can reach me on Instagram, Zacchaeus Music on Instagram. Also, Wayne Backus Gospel on Instagram. Got two accounts there. Also, TikTok, Wayne Zacchaeus Gospel on TikTok. Also, on Facebook, Wayne Backus 167. Check me out, y'all.
Y'all can get at me at The Fifth General, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All right. This was another episode of Mrs. Z and Fifth. We'll see y'all.